Hello, everybody. This week we read the double sedra of Nitzavim and Vayelech. The topics of teshuvah and return unto God are very central into these parshios, very, very relevant, me'inyanei d'yoma, as we conclude 1 year, Tafshin Pei Gimel. I'll look ahead to the new year, Be'ezrat Hashem, it should be for Brecha and Tova, Tafshin Pei Dalet. There's always a great sense of melancholy, and there should be a great sense of introspection and thoughtfulness, contemplation, calculation, cheshbon nefesh, as we close out the year and look ahead to Rosh Hashanah, v'chol ba'ei olam ya'avru lefanecha k'nei maron. I want to quote if you look in, for example, Paraklamet, Parshas Nitzavim is all about Teshuvah. The root word for Teshuvah, v'shav Hashem elkecha, shavuscha v'richamecha, v'shav v'kibetzcha, the root word of Teshuvah for Teshuvah, Shin Bet, is used repeatedly. Very strong focus in Nitzavim on the concept of return and repentance unto God. I'm going to quote Parak Lamed, Pasuk Yud, and going forward, just a few psukim. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem elkecha lishmar mitzvosu v'chukosav haksuva b'sefer Torah hazeh. When you listen to the voice of Hashem your God to guard his mitzvos and his chukim, the statutes, the laws that are written in the Sefer Torah, ki tashuv al Hashem elkecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshcha, you will return, you will repent to Hashem your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And let's say you say repentance is too difficult for me. Let's say you say Torah is too far away from me. It's inaccessible. Says the Chumash, Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, because this mitzvah that I command you today, and the commentators are split. Is the mitzvah referring to Torah, or is the mitzvah referring to Teshuvah? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim heim. Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, this mitzvah that I command you today, lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoki, it is not hidden from you. It is not far away from you. Lo b'shamayim hi. It is not in the heavens. Leimor saying, Mi alenu ha-shamayim ha-vi-kachel lanu v'yashmeinu oso v'nasera. The Torah and Teshuvah are not in the heavens that you have to say, wow, who's going to go up to the heavens and take it for us? And then we will listen. Then we will do. Lo me'evra le'am. You don't need to be an astronaut to keep the Torah mitzvos. You don't need to be a scuba diver, a deep sea diver to keep Torah mitzvos. Lo me'evra le'am. It's not over the seas. Leimor saying, Mi avar lanu al-evra hayam. Who's going to cross the sea for us? V'yikachel. Take it, Lanu for us, V'yashmenu us. So then we will listen, V'nasena. No, the Torah says it's not in the heavens. It is not under the sea. Ki karov elecha hadavar me'od. The matter is very, very close to you. Beficha, in your mouth, ubil vavcha, and in your heart, la'asoso, to do. What a beautiful passage here in Parshas Nitzavim. Rashi says, what is ki karov elecha davar me'od b'fichu b'vavcha la'asoso? It's Perek Lamed Pasuk Gedalet. Says Rashi, ha-Torah shenditna lachem b'chtav u'bal peh. Rashi says, both the Torah shebichtav and the Torah shebal peh are very, very close to us and very, very accessible to us. I quote Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha, in his Sefer, Covenant and Conversation on the Book of Deuteronomy, Devar. Writes Rabbi Sacks, when I was a student at university in the late 1960s, the era of student protests, psychedelic drugs, and the Beatles meditating with the Maharishi Mahash Yogi, which I have no idea what that is, a story went the rounds. An American Jewish woman in her 60s traveled to North India to see a celebrated guru. There were huge crowds waiting to see the holy man, but she pushed through, saying she needed to see him urgently. Eventually, after weaving through the swaying throng to see the celebrated guru, she entered the tent. She stood on the premises of the master himself. What she said that day has entered the realm of legend. This American Jewish woman in her 60s looked at this famous guru, and she said to him in northern India, Marvin, listen to your mother. Enough already. Come home. Moshe already foresaw this possibility, that Jews may search far and wide for Torah without realizing that it is very, very near to us. Now, what I command you today is not too difficult for you, not beyond your reach. It is not in the heaven, so you have to ask, who will ascend to heaven and get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey? It is not in the sea, so you have to ask, who will cross the sea and proclaim it to us so you may obey? No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey. Comments Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, the beauty of Jewish spirituality is precisely that in Judaism, God is close. Ki karov elecha hadavar me'od. The word of God is very close. You do not need to climb a mountain or enter an ashram to find the divine presence. The divine presence, the Shekhinah, is there at the Shabbos meal, in the light of the candles, and the simple holiness of the Kiddush wine, and in the challah. I'm actually quoted by Sacks directly. The divine presence is not atop a mountain. It is not hidden away in the ashram. It is there around the table at a Shabbat meal. and the light of the candles, and the simple holiness of the Kiddush wine and the challah, and the praise of the Eishah Chayil and the blessing of the children. In the peace of mind, the Yishuv Adat, that comes when you leave the world to look after itself for a day, while you celebrate the good things in life that come not from working, but from resting, not from buying and shopping, but from enjoying the gifts you have had all along, but you do not have the time to appreciate. On Shabbos, we realize that the Shekhinah is very, very close, and we connect in a very real way when we put the whole world aside. And we realize it's not in the heavens, and it's not under the sea. It's right here in my home, in this Mikdash Ma'ah. What does the Pasuk say in Shemos Chav Hei Chas, Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham? Very, very famous part. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. You shall make for me a sanctuary that I shall dwell amongst them. It shouldn't say I shall dwell amongst them. It should say Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socho. Make for me a sanctuary, I may dwell in it. Why does it say make for me a sanctuary, I will dwell within them? Because every Jew, wherever he is, can construct a sanctuary, and that is where God will dwell. Lo me'ever layami. Says Rabbi Sachs, in Judaism, God is close. He is there in the poetry of the Psalms, Tehillim, the greatest literature of the soul. He calls Tehillim the literature of the soul ever written. God is there listening into our debates in Mechanta Shel Torah, as we study a page of Gemara, offer new interpretations, chedushim, on ancient texts. God is with us in the joy of the festivals, the tears of Tisha B'Av, the echoes of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is but a few days away, and the contrite heart of Yom Kippur. God is there in the very air in the land of Israel, and he is in the stones of Jerusalem, where the oldest of old and newest of new mingle together like close friends. Moshe wants to tell us on his final day of life, in one of the last messages he leaves Klal Yisrael, God is near. He is not far. Torah is not far. Mitzvot are not far. Says Rabbi Sachs, God is near, and that is the overwhelming feeling I get from a lifetime of engaging with the faith of our ancestors. Judaism does not need cathedrals. We do not need monasteries. We need no abstruse theologies, no metaphysical ingenuities. Though they may be beautiful, they are not part of Judaism. Because for us, God is the God of everyone and the God of everywhere. Right at the end of Parshas Yisrael, Perachof of Shemos, right after Matan Torah. Kol hamakom asher azkir eshemi avo eilech uverechticha. Every place where my name is mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. For us, God is the God of everyone and the God of everywhere, who has time for each one of us and who meets us where we are if we are willing to open our soul to him. What Moses meant, says Rabbi Sachs, in these extraordinary words, it is not in the heaven, lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ever layam, it is not beyond the sea. This is what Moshe meant, quote, Kinderlach, your parents trembled when they heard the voice of God at Sinai. It's rare, I think, when you read Rabbi Sachs' teachings, to come across such verbiage. When you study his essays, and they're so moving, they're so beautiful, his command of the English language, his ability to transmit the messages of Torah in such a profound, emotionally stirring way. And here Rabbi Sachs says, what is Moshe saying? To the nation he has led from the borders of the promised land, to the borders, from the borders of Egypt to the borders of the promised land. He's about to say goodbye. Kinderlach, your parents trembled when they heard the voice of God at Sinai 40 years before. They were overwhelmed. They said to me, Moses, if we hear any more, we will die. So God found ways in which you could meet him without being overwhelmed. And that's the reality of Torah. Torah must be part of our everyday lives. God must be part of our everyday lives. Everyday lives. Yes, says Rabbi Sachs, God is the creator. He is the sovereign. He is the supreme power, the first cause, the mover of the planets and the stars. But he is also parent, partner, lover and friend. He is our parent, Avinu Malkeinu. He is our partner, so to speak. He is our lover, Elul, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li HaRoah B'Shav Shanim. He is our friend. Re'achav Re'avicha Al Tazov. And Rashi says to the Gemara Masecha Shabbos L'Amid Alef Alef that this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Shechina from Shachin. He is the neighbor next door. So thank him every morning for the gift of life. Say the Shema twice daily for the gift of love. Join your voice to others in prayer so that God's spirit may flow through you, giving you strength and courage to change the world. When you cannot see him, it is because you are looking in the wrong direction. When he seems absent, he is there just behind you. It is you who must turn around to meet God. Do not treat him like a stranger. He loves you. He believes in you. He wants your success. To find him, Moses is saying, you do not have to climb to the heavens. You do not have to sail the seas. God's voice is the voice you hear in the silence of the soul. Kol demama daka hishama. His is the light you see when you open your eyes to the wonders of the world. Baruch pokeach iver. His is the hand you touch in the pit of despair. Tzara v'yagon emtza uveshem Hashem ekra. He is the breath that gives you life. Neshama shana sata bi tohorehi. As we prepare to close out the final few days of this year, and we look ahead and we pray for the year ahead, and we want to internalize the concept of teshuvah, return and repentance, it would be helpful to keep the words of Rabbi Sacks in mind as into the interpretation of this beautiful passage in Parshas Nitzavim. Lo me'ever layam hi. Torah, teshuvah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam are not over the sea. You do not need to see who will cross. You do not need to say who will cross the seas and bring it to us so we can listen. It is not in the heavens saying who will ascend to the heavens and take it for us so we can do it. Ki karov eilecha hadavar me'od beficha ubelvadcha la'asoso. Do not treat him like a stranger, says Rabbi Sacks. He loves you. He believes in you and wants your success. To find him, you do not have to climb to heaven or cross the sea. His is the voice you hear in the silence of the soul. His is the light you see when you open your eyes to wonder. His is the hand you touch in the pit of despair. His is the breath that gives you your very life. I wish everybody a kesiva v'chasima tova, ashana tova u'mesuka, and be'azros Hashem, yamale Hashem, kol mishalos libeinu v'tova, amen v'amen. Thank you so much. Kol tov to all.